Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today, as I have with me Sky Hamilton from Russellville, Alabama, and we're honoring
a gentleman. His name is Chucky Mullins. Many of you may have heard of Chucky Mullins, the late 80s and early 90s when he was at Ole Miss, and maybe even from the Russellville area. We have a lot of followers who are from Russellville, Alabama, and know the name Chucky Mullins well. I reached out to this effort to find out more about the RHS Class of 1988 Chucky Mullins Scholarship Committee. They have a lot of things happening right now, and I simply wanted to bring awareness to these efforts so that we could support this scholarship effort. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sky Hamilton.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And let's talk about, Sky, how you became part of this scholarship committee to help promote the RHS Class of 1988 Chucky Mullins Scholarship Committee.
Absolutely. So I am actually a dependent of the class of 88. So my mom was one of Chucky's classmates. And so her and Deidre and some of their classmates actually started this probably almost 15 years ago with a golf tournament. So they started this effort probably 15 years ago with a golf tournament every year in order to raise money. And then when COVID came, the golf tournament wasn't really a possibility. And so I thought, hey, are y'all crazy enough to have a football camp with me? And they were crazy enough to do it. And so that's kind of how I got in and started working. And so since then, we've just been working, and it's an honor to get to do this every year.
Did you start learning more about Chucky after you became involved, or did you have a pretty good knowledge of Chucky prior to getting involved with this committee?
Actually, it was when they started doing the golf tournaments. So, and that's become like, that was my favorite time. And so when they weren't going to have anything one year, I was like, this is my favorite time to kind of get to hear all the stories. And my favorite part is after the golf tournament was over, all the classmates would kind of get together and hang out and tell stories about Chucky. And I got to hear those stories every year. And that, I mean, it's incredible to get to hear like just different perspectives of who Chucky was to each of them and what he meant to them. And so that was kind of how I like learned about him and who he was. And then getting to meet Brad comes every year. So that was an additional aspect that I got to learn about and just how much he meant to Brad.
For those who don't know, Chucky was born in Russellville, Alabama, July 8th, 1969. He was a high school graduate of Russellville High School and then went to Ole Miss to play football, where he had a devastating football injury that left him quadriplegic. This happened on October 28, 1989, as the Ole Miss Rebels were playing a homecoming game against Vanderbilt. And as Sky mentioned, Brad is Brad Gaines. He was in on the tackle. Actually, Chucky made the tackle against Brad, and that's what shattered four vertebrae in the cervical spine of Mullins, and it paralyzed him. And he had a lot of support from the Southeastern Conference, from a lot of people who were very concerned about his situation. And I know that the outpouring of love and support, he didn't miss that. When Oxford even gave him a specially designed handicap accessible house, and donations for the trust fund, the Chucky Mullins Trust Fund back then, exceeded $1 million. So there was no shortage of support for Chucky when he had this devastating injury. At what point did you understand the magnitude of the situation that Chucky went through with this devastating injury? And he passed away in 1991, so you never actually knew him, but you've heard these stories. What are some of the stories that have come out of some of the individuals that you've heard talk about Chucky over the years?
So I've gotten to hear just about his smile and just his humble heart. I mean, those are always my favorite. Friends talk about, like, his friends will talk about just, you know, jokes that they would have, and nights he may have, like, stayed at their houses. And, you know, my mom always had this story about these jeans that she really wanted. And, you know, he was like, really? You know, like, that's what you're wearing? Spare jeans. And, you know, but he was always so nice, and he never stopped smiling. And those stories, like, even through all the adversity that he went through when he was younger, even as I hear about, like, Brad and people talk about when he was at Ole Miss, that smile and his humble heart, it seems those stories never, like, he never stopped being that way. And to be able to be someone to never stop having that kind of love and that kind of a heart and smile, like, those are just beautiful stories to me. I'll tell you a secret. Every year, there's no doubt I cry. Like, I'm one of the classmates, just because I hear the stories again, and it's just such a beautiful story of such a beautiful person.
Ole Miss has recognized Chucky after they have their annual Grove Bowl. The spring practice ends, and they have Ole Miss players playing against each other, like the A-Day game at Alabama. And the player who embodies the spirit and courage of Chucky receives the Chucky Mullins Memorial Courage Award. And obviously, they thought a lot of his spirit and his courage after he faced what he had to. He went ahead to go back to undergraduate school back in June 20th, 1990, to try to complete his undergraduate studies after the injury in October 28, 1989. So there was no quit in Chucky Mullins.
Absolutely. I mean, it blows my mind. I mean, just how he continued to smile, and it just fills my heart. I mean, even on a bad day, I'm like, Scott, this is not a bad day. Pull yourself together. And so those stories definitely make me want to be a better person every day.
Sky, what have you seen as far as support for these efforts, the community in Russellville? We talked about what a great community it is. What have you seen with the support of the scholarship effort for Chucky Mullins?
Russellville is a dime. I mean, there is nothing like this place. I have never asked someone to be a sponsor and they said no. I mean, the photographer that we have come every year, Christian, he donates his time. Kiefer Ray, when I asked him about providing like a bounce house for our Pro Bowl for special needs, he was like, absolutely. Anytime I've ever asked anyone to support or help us, as far as building the Pro Bowl, having faculty come in, having coaches help us kind of put these activities together, everyone is always on board. And it is amazing every year how on top of things. Like, I can say, oh my goodness, I forgot to reach out to you. And they're like, yeah, I was waiting for you, you know? And sometimes they'll reach out to me and say, what are we doing this year, before I even have to ask. And so this community is, I mean, there's nothing like it.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Sky Hamilton, and we are focused on the Chucky Mullins scholarship effort. This is started by the RHS, Russellville High School class of 1988, and Sky is the daughter of someone who went to school with Chucky Mullins, graduated with Chucky, and this scholarship committee has some efforts that have really taken off and raised some money for worthy students to receive scholarships, and there are some efforts that are coming up that I wanted to make sure that we bring an awareness to, and maybe you can get involved if you're in the Russellville community. I have a lot of people who are in Russellville that support the Mark White Show, and I want this show first to honor Chucky and his legacy, and then to support this scholarship effort. And so if you're listening, we're going to talk about in the next segment these various efforts that you can get involved in to help support the Chucky Mullins scholarship effort. Will you stick with me, Sky?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show as we focus and highlight Chucky Mullins, the legacy of Chucky Mullins. He played at Russellville High School. He was a graduate there at Russellville High School and then went on to play at Ole Miss. He suffered a very serious injury that left him a quadriplegic after getting after a tackle against Vanderbilt at a homecoming game back in 1989. But as we talked about, there was no quit in Chucky Mullins. He went back in July of the next year to work on his undergraduate studies at Ole Miss. Ole Miss has done a lot of things to recognize this young man, and needless to say, in Russellville, Alabama, they have a very big spot for Chucky Mullins, and I'd like to welcome Sky Hamilton back to the show. Welcome back, Sky.
Hi, thank you.
So we have several things that are happening right now, and I wanted to make sure we got it out there pretty quick, and this show will be just in time for people to join into the silent auction if they would like to do that. Let's talk first about the silent auction, what is available, and how people can participate.
Absolutely. So this year we went small. Last year we had more options, but this year we have 2 autographed pictures of Nick Saban, and then we also have a football autographed by Nick Saban. Thought this is an end of an era. Why not auction those items off this year?
Absolutely. And how can people participate in the silent auction? I know that they can go to the Facebook page and they can search RHS Class of 1988 Chucky Mullins Scholarship Committee, and then they'll see the post about the silent auction. Where do they go to actually bid on the items?
Absolutely. So as you see those posts and you see the pictures, as long as you click on the picture and comment below the picture that you're interested in, that is how you will participate. The whole auction will be on Facebook. And the highest bidder at 7 o'clock on Friday is the person that will win the item.
Very nice. I'm looking at the pictures of Nick Saban right now, the football that's autographed. This is a great effort to raise funds, and hopefully what will happen, people will jump in and start bidding. Somebody has to start. And if they get that ball rolling, then funds can be raised. I know now that Nick Saban has retired from football, those autographs will be much more valuable, because I don't know that he's going to be out just signing a ton of autographs for people. I know he has a lot of people that are asking him constantly for autographs, and that's kind of a hard thing to get, is an autograph from Nick Saban.
Absolutely. Saw him this weekend, and I didn't see him pick up his pen not one time. So
I didn't either. I saw him walk down the sideline with Miss Terry, and I did not see him signing autographs.
So I think this is a good year for it. You better get them while you can.
Something very special that I wanted to talk about, too, is this Pro Bowl for students with special needs. How did that effort come to be?
The first year we had the football camp, I will tell you, I was very fortunate. Trent, once again, somebody that I just told the story to, and he was, like, on board. He came, and the kids had a great time, but I thought, something's missing. And so as I was talking to my mom and her classmate, Deidre, I was like, this isn't inclusive. And if we think about it, as you just said, Chucky was a quadriplegic. And so we're missing a whole piece of the puzzle. And so I reached out to a couple of teachers at Russell, and Carly Hellams has been fantastic in helping me do this every year. And the Easter Seals, I reached out to Jerry Gross at the Easter Seals, and they support it. And we're able to just create this opportunity to make sure that we're providing an inclusive experience for all these students.
What type of response have you had with the special needs community to have participants?
They've been fantastic. I mean, it's been wonderful. We make sure we have the proper faculty. We make sure we have one-on-one volunteers for each student. And the students love to come and do this. It is the best event that we have. We absolutely need the football camp. We love the football camp, but I will not tell you a lie. This is the event that starts, this really gets our day going. This is great for the football players that come. They look at, like, I think most guys who have come to the camp, they come back every year. Sammy Coates will tell you. He loves coming to the football camp, but he comes back every year for the Pro Bowl for special needs students. That's why he comes back every year. The students just have a blast. We have dancing. We have all types of different relays. We have a bounce house, like I talked about. We make sure there's something for everyone, and we make sure that we have the proper support for each student.
Would you like to mention the names of the players who are actually coming out to give them some recognition for being a part of the Pro Bowl for students with special needs?
Absolutely. So Don Jones, Landon Collins, Chad Slade, Sammy Coates, Terrence Cody, and then from Ole Miss, we actually have Drill Poe coming back. And then you talked about that Courage Award recipient. We actually have John Youngblood, who is a past Courage Award recipient, that will be there this year. So we're really excited about that. In addition to that, Trey Sutherland will be back this year, which was Chucky's roommate, and then Brad Gain.
Can young people still participate? Is there a cutoff date?
They can still sign up. The students can still sign up for the Pro Bowl and for the football camp. The only thing they will not be guaranteed is a t-shirt. So we will still have a couple of shirts, but if you're not able to get a shirt, we have something else for you. So you can still sign up until the day of, but we want to make sure that if you can register in advance, if cost is a concern for the Pro Bowl, Easter Seals has actually partnered with us to help to ensure that no student is turned away for that event. And so if cost is of concern, I include my number on the Facebook page, which you can call me. My number is 256-398-0186, or message us on Facebook and we'll give you a special code and we'll make sure that you're able to attend that event no matter whether you can pay or not.
Hats off to Easter Seals. I was wondering about that when I saw it was $20. There may be some families out there who look at that and say, well, I can't afford it. Well, Easter Seals has taken care of that, And if you have a child, a young person who wants to be at the Provo for students with special needs, ages 7 plus, they can be a part of that from 10 to 11 o'clock. Check-in is at 9 o'clock at Russellville Middle School Gym, and it includes a T-shirt potentially. Those who are later on are not guaranteed a T-shirt, but an individual photo, a lunch, camp participation, the grit balls awarded to participants that show the most grit. Special guest additions or changes will be announced at the website if you check that out. For tickets, you can visit cms1988.com/football-camp. Again, we thank Easter Seals for being a part of that. How did you get in contact with Easter Seals to get them to commit to that support of this effort?
I actually just reached out and shared kind of what we were doing at the time. I was able to reach out to Jerry Gross, who's still at Easter Seals, and that has continued. They come every year. I've actually got to go by there later on today to pick up their sign, and they're donating drinks and all types of stuff. So I just told them what we wanted to do, and they were 1,000% on board. Like I said, this community is one of a kind. So when I told them what we wanted to do, they said, let us know how we can help.
You have so many things going on, Sky. It's incredible. When I started going through the website and I saw the camp, I saw the auction, I saw the golf tournament, so many things that are there. The football camp, the fourth annual camp, April the 20th. Y'all are very, very busy. What type of team do you have to make all this work this way?
We have a phenomenal committee. This is not possible without everyone. We start planning a year in advance. And so everyone on the committee does their part, whether it's reaching out to sponsors or working the events, passing out flyers, everyone, the class of 88. We also have prior scholarship recipients who come back and join the committee, and then we have dependents. And so we have probably a committee of about 25 people, and it would not be possible without each and every one of them. Like I said, the board members, they jump on board and they are working. Once we end this year, we'll start working for next year. So this does not stop. This is continuous.
That's outstanding. Deidre Moore is actually a cousin to April. And Deidre, did she graduate with Chucky?
She did. And I talked to her about 5 times a day, every day for about a month prior and probably about 2 weeks after, bless her heart.
Well,
it's not possible. She does so much work. This would not be possible, especially without Deidre. She works day in, day out, helping with the keeping up of the budgets and making sure that we have contacted our sponsors and reminding me of anything I may have forgotten. So,
well, we love Deidre very much and glad that she's such a hard worker for this effort. And I'm glad that we can have that connection to promote this effort for Chucky Mullen scholarship effort and the golf tournament. I know it's coming up April the 19th at Twin Pines Country Club. How can people still participate? What do you want them to do to contribute to this 13th annual RHS Class of 1988 Chucky Mullen Scholarship Committee golf tournament?
I'll tell you, the golf tournament is still the thing that started all of this. And so if people are still interested in participating in the golf tournament, they can still go ahead and register. And what's awesome is as long as you register online or if you message me, you can text me. My number is on the flyer. Deidre's number is on the flyer. And so she'll also text me the information. If you register in advance, you are entered in for a chance to win an autographed picture by Nick Saban. So we're going to have a drawing. And so as long as you pre-register and send us your name, we'll go ahead and make sure you're entered in the drawing. But you can still show up the day of and pay the day of to participate in the golf tournament. And we're going to have some cool guys out there the day of. Some of the participants for the football camp will actually be in town early to participate at the golf tournament.
So there you have it, folks. The one-stop shop for the Chucky Mullins Memorial Scholarship Committee Class of 1988 is cms1988.com. You can get all the information for the golf tournament, the Pro Bowl for students with special needs, the football camp. You can donate. You can contribute and be a part of this scholarship effort. And, Scott, it's been a real pleasure to get to know you here on the Mark White Show today and have you share about your effort. And thanks to your mom for connecting you to the Chucky Mullins legacy so that you're part of this, and it sounds like you're a really great part of that team too.
I couldn't do it without them. I'm just thankful to get to do it. It's honestly, they tell me every day, thank you so much for what you do, but it is genuinely an honor to get to do this every day. So absolutely.
Sky Hamilton, folks, from Russellville, Alabama, representing RHS Class of 1988, Chucky Mullins Scholarship Committee. Follow them on Facebook. You'll see the posts that I've seen, and you can get involved with this effort. And again, we want to honor the legacy of Chucky Mullins today. So this show is dedicated to Chucky Mullins, and I would like to give a shout-out to any one of his loved ones who are listening today and just let them know that we care about Chucky Mullins and what he went through, his experience, and the courage that he had as he faced this great, difficult battle. And I'm just so glad that he's continuing to be honored in this way. So thank you again, Sky, and you're always welcome here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Chucky Mullins, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that it means something to you, that it hits your heart, and you want to try to help in an effort like this. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.